Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bando moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Dobson moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly bunts towards the mound. Dobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Dobson. Boswell moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Boswell moves to third. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Boswell scores. Reese moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-1 in the game. Renick strikes out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Green reaches second base with a double. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bob Miller now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields the ball and throws to Dobson covering. Safe. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-2 in the game. Renick hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Luck pinch hits for Bob Miller. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing second base. Jim Rowland now pitching. Frank Castro now playing first base. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dobson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Renick applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Green hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez pinch runs for Bob Allison. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nettles strikes out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Keller now pitching. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Cesar Tovar now playing center field. Pat Kelly now playing left field. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-3 in the game. Renick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Renick reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Renick scores. It's 8-to-4, Athletics. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Castro moves to second. Ted Olander pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Ron Keller. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.